God will hear us. The following letter was written to Ellen White's dear friend, Lucinda Hall, whom she considered a member of her family. Dear Lucinda, how very sad I was to have a letter from Asenath in regard to your sickness. Oh, may the Lord sustain you and relieve you of this affliction. Oh, Lucinda, I can't write much. A strange oppression is upon me. We will have a special season of prayer for you. God will hear us pray. He will raise you up to still act a part in His work. You have been faithful and true, but you have not had an easy lot. May God sustain you in your sickness and put His everlasting arms beneath you is my prayer. I have missed you so very much since we parted. I feared when we left you that you would be sick. I could not explain your symptoms, only that a slow fever was upon you. Just trust yourself in the hands of God without anxiety, without fear. God is the rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. The fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. Our prayers will not be in vain. Ask, and ye shall receive. God alone can bring up Lucinda. She has given herself to God. She is His property. He will not forget the sacrifice she has made for the Lord. He will work for her and none can hinder. Only have faith. How I long to see you and make earnest intercessions for you. We are doing this where we are, far from you, but Jesus knows it all. He can hear from here and bless you there just as well. This morning, Sabbath, we called in Brother Haskell on Elbert Lane and engaged in prayer for our dear Lucinda. We felt that God did not turn away our prayer, but that His ears hearken to our petition and that He would raise up the dear child to soundness. We shall continue to hold fast the arm of God. I have faith in no other power, no other skill. It is put within me. No arm but the Lord's can bring help to Lucinda. If she is raised up, it will be by the prayer of faith. Jesus is our great deliverer. If we ask Him, He will hear us. We shall plead with God. I hope dear Lucinda will take hold on the promises herself and not let go. I hope she will have unwavering faith.